Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, on this week's Here and Now DJ Sessions, we're going to take a listen to some Atlanta hip hop. Hey, she says she wants. Back with us are Brandon Peters and Maurice Garland, hosts of the Atlanta-based podcast Day One Radio. Guys, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having us back.
Definitely. Thanks for having us.
Well, we spoke with you about a year ago, and you brought us some new music from Atlanta. There's all kinds of hip-hop there, not just one type of Atlanta hip-hop.
Very true. Very diverse scene.
Has it changed in the last year?
I think it changes like every 3 weeks.
Yeah, for real. Like a year in Atlanta rap is like, you know, two decades sometimes it feels like.
Definitely. It's people that were doing well then that aren't doing so well now. It's people that have disappeared, people that have completely changed their style. I think the last time we were here, we talked about Sci-Hi the Prince. He's actually leveled up, released his album and to a lot of critical acclaim, and is on tour now with Big Crit. So it's definitely ups and downs in the scene for sure.
All right. Well, there's also been a lot of attention on the scene because of the FX series Atlanta, which just started back up. What does the Atlanta hip hop scene think of that show?
For the most part, like, I think people think it's pretty accurate because, you know, the thing about the Atlanta rap scene, like, it's so not like a lot of the music videos that you see. Mm-hmm. Like, people are not always riding around in the fanciest cars and throwing money in the club. There's a lot of people out here that are really struggling to make it, you know. It's like, it's kind of akin to when, you know, hip-hop first started. Like, these were guys that had jobs that went to the club to rap at night because, you know, they're trying to escape whatever, you know, life they have in real life to a certain degree.
I agree 100%. And also, I would say on the music supervisor, I don't know who it is on that show, is doing a great job of picking songs that are, some of them from Atlanta artists that are really on the come up, that the average person who's not a, I guess, for lack of a better term, influencer or tastemaker even know about.
Hmm. Well, let's get to some of the music, starting with Sir Foster with I'm a Beast. This is featuring Bone Crusher and Pastor Troy. Now, Sir Foster is a DJ in Atlanta, but he's also the organist for the NBA's Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah, man. Sir Foster is a DJ, producer, saxophone player, organist. I don't know if he still does. He was actually the organist for the University of Georgia Bulldogs baseball team, too. That man has more jobs than anybody else on earth.
Huh. And what about this song? Why did you pick this one?
Because I feel like Sir Foster could have done a song with anyone that he wants to. You know, Quavo from the Migos is a regular at Atlanta Hawks games. So are a lot of 21 Savage, a lot of other rappers in the city. But he reached back to guys that are part of the foundation of music here in Bone Crusher and Pastor Troy and made a song that didn't sound old. It sounds like it fits right in, but it's also kind of classic rhyme patterns and a real, like, hard drums and nice keyboard synth playing from Sir Foster. So it made me look forward to what else he has coming music-wise, because he's so talented and so connected that I'm pretty sure he's going to come with something phenomenal.
And we got to send him a special shout-out because he's a fellow Fort Valley State University graduate.
But that's not where he played the organ.
No, he did. Like, like Brandon picked this song, but we both know him very well, but I actually went to school with the guy, and it's like he, you know, DJed the All-Star game a couple years,
yeah.
You know, so he's doing great things.
Busy guy. So next we've got Poker Face. This is not by Lady Gaga, but by Yogi.
14, you sitting in juvie, got caught with a pistol. Did a little time, but it really had made a boss. I bumped. I lost a little time, but I got taught a little lift. Got out and got on my grind, and then I bought me a Chevy. Mounted and wedded, beat up my trunk. I was taught never sell to you, either beat or you bump. Is you a beast or a punk? You better show them your heart. If they'll show you the money, you better not show them the cards. And that's riding with my poker face. See, I was mine.
Okay, so tell us about this one.
So Yogi, he's a newer cat. He's one of these guys that's, you know, been around, and, you know, he's affiliated with Duct Tape Records, which is, you know, like, some people know this crew as rappers, some people know this crew as businessmen, if you will. You know what I'm saying? I hate to sound cliche, he has a hell of a backstory, you know what I'm saying? So, like, a lot of people are really rooting for him to win, because this is a guy that's, you know, kind of been, you know, like, thrown away by his family since he was a youth. You know, right now, so many people are kind of focused on, you know, enjoying the spoils of life here and things of that nature. This is a person that started off with not a lot.
Well, let me ask you this, because you say that he's with a record label. I remember reading a profile of Lil Uzi Vert, who is not from Atlanta but from Philadelphia, and the fact that he sort of has changed the industry in a way and not going through the labels and deciding to release things on his own. Are people, how is the industry changing in Atlanta?
Well, that's always kind of been the backbone of Atlanta music. You know, people down here, they make their own music and release it on their own for years, and then when they make enough noise to get on a record label's radar, that's when they choose to decide, you know, to join them or not.
Let's get to the next one. This is Earth Gang with LOLSMH, which most people will know what that means.
Politicians is the gangsters, and the gangsters is the artists, and the artists is the politicians. Everybody switching. Really, man, hard to tell the difference for a minute, so we don't. Cause it's either you gon' get it or you won't. Hose it down like the durag, twist around your dome, or the code to keep your girl from seeing in your phone. Away some golden opportunities from living wrong. Put a pin in that way. Hold up, let me pin it down. Plenty made me old, but independence made me wild. Flow sicker than the telling Bobby Whitney drown. Off the block with to a label office, table office got you talking different. Hated all the be rubbing off on y'all suspicion. LOL SMH, here we go again. LOL SMH, here we go again.
Okay, and for our listeners who don't know what LOLSMH means, it's Laugh Out Loud, Smack My Head. Earth Gang is a hip-hop duo formed in 2008. What should we know about their music?
Well, you know, they're another group that, you know, was on the Atlanta underground scene for years and years. You know, they were playing venues like the Apache Cafe, you know, different open mics, you know, places that, you know, you can still smoke in for the most part. And within the last couple of years, they've gotten notoriety because they were known for going on tour with Dreamville artists like Baz and J. Cole. They went on tour with Mac Miller at one point, and then eventually they signed with J. Cole's Dreamville Records, and now they're releasing music through them, you know. So, but the thing I love about their music is that they haven't changed. They've only grown. You know, a lot of people, they're quick to compare them to Outkast because they're, you know, two guys from Atlanta that, you know, don't dress like anybody else and don't sound like anybody else, but I always felt that they were more akin to, like, the Far Side, you know, if you listen to their music.
There are places in Atlanta where you can still smoke inside?
Most definitely, yeah.
Wow.
You smoke a variety of things inside.
Okay, next, let's go to Scotty ATL with Gucci and Keisha.
Lay Chanel with Jerry, VVS, them tits, but they could never pull it. I'm too picky, I don't love standard. She say pull it, she say pull her hair. I just might eat it if I had to do some time. She gon' hold me down like Keisha. This ain't Gucci, man, the Keisha love. Keisha love. This that Gucci, man, the Keisha love. Keisha love. This that Gucci, man, the Keisha love. Keisha love. This that Gucci, man, the Keisha love. Keisha love.
So Scotty ATL is the stage name for Walter Scott Williams, born and bred in Atlanta. What should we know about him?
Scotty is from the east side of Atlanta. He's been around for a while. Like, he's been connected to guys like B.O.B. and his No Genre label. But he also has his own label called Cool Club, and it's kind of like a label and a movement as well. And Scotty is one of those guys who can do the vibe rap type thing, which you kind of hear on the Gucci and Keisha song, but he's also a lyricist for sure. And he's one of those guys. He's a favorite of people in Atlanta for sure. He's one of those people that we definitely think could be a superstar, really. Like, he's a former ball player, so he has that kind of swag. Scotty is one of those guys people should definitely pay attention to, I think.
Well, and I hear that he also does strip club anthems.
Yeah, I think every rapper in Atlanta, or in the South, period, everybody makes strip club music. Because here in Atlanta, the strip club isn't like a seedy place. The strip club is like places where you will see couples hanging out. You'll see everybody there.
I'm sure that there are some people who are listening to all these songs and it just goes right in one ear and out the other. And it you know, they don't recognize the things that you're talking about. Do you think that somebody can become a hip-hop convert?
I mean, I feel like hip-hop is the number one genre in the world right now. So I think everyone is a hip-hop convert. And it's not to say that every rapper is getting that kind of look. But, you know, they're the favorites. And I believe that once you start listening to a Cole or a Kendrick or an Uzi or whoever, then you'll start listening to other things. We, with streaming services, we all have record stores on our phones, right in our pocket.
All you gotta do is try it once. It's like food at a buffet, you know. I'm pretty sure that there was a time where you were like, oh, man, I do not like macaroni and cheese. And then you mess around and try it. Like, oh, man, I am a macaroni and cheese convert now. You
know, right. Who doesn't like macaroni and cheese?
Some people don't. It depends on who makes it, Jeremy.
That's Brandon Peters and Maurice Garland, the hosts of the Atlanta-based podcast Day One Radio. Guys, great to talk to you once again. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I might eat it if I had to do some time. She gonna hold me down like Keisha. This that Gucci man.